Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 9th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. A novel predictive model for left atrial low voltage areas in paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Left atrial low voltage areas, LVAs, indicate atrial fibrosis and structural remodeling in a subset of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation patients. This study developed and validated a novel predictive model for identifying these LVAs in paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Researchers enrolled patients receiving initial radiofrequency ablation. LVAs were specifically defined as regions with a bipolar voltage of less than 0.5. Article number 2. Blood pressure and the risk of stroke in young patients with atrial fibrillation. Elevated blood pressure is associated with an increased stroke risk in atrial fibrillation patients. This study identified patients aged 20 to 39 years, newly diagnosed with atrial fibrillation, from the Korean Health Insurance Service database. The investigation focused on the effect of systolic blood pressure, diastolic blood pressure, and pulse pressure on ischemic stroke risk in this young atrial fibrillation cohort. This research addresses an important gap in understanding stroke risk factors for younger adults with atrial fibrillation. Article number 3. High-frequency areas as an electrophysiological clue for accessory pathway ablation, characterizing spatial dissociation with peak frequency mapping. Catheter ablation is a curative therapy for atrioventricular reentrant tachycardia caused by accessory pathways, but precise localization is challenging. Omnipolar Technology Nearfield, OTNF, provides a novel frequency-based analysis. This study characterized the spatial relationship between high-frequency areas identified by OTNF-derived peak frequency maps and successful accessory pathway ablation sites. This characterization helps improve precision in catheter ablation for atrioventricular reentrant tachycardia. Article number 4. Impact of linear ablation in persistent atrial fibrillation using a dual-energy, wide-footprint catheter. Analysis from the SPHERE-PRAEF randomized trial. Linear ablation lesions beyond pulmonary vein isolation in persistent atrial fibrillation often show variable efficacy. This study examined the performance of a novel dual-energy pulse field / radiofrequency lattice tip mapping and ablation system for linear ablation. The research also investigated the impact of this ablation strategy on outcomes within the SPHERE persistent atrial fibrillation randomized trial. This investigation addresses the need for optimized ablation techniques for persistent atrial fibrillation. Article number 5. Central venous pressure, rather than cardiac output, is associated with peripheral chemoreceptor sensitivity in heart failure patients with left ventricular assist device. Heart failure patients exhibit elevated sympathetic tone and abnormal peripheral chemoreceptor, PCHR function, often linked to reduced cardiac output. A study involving 14 heart failure patients with left ventricular assist devices found that central venous pressure, rather than cardiac output, was associated with peripheral chemoreceptor sensitivity. This finding provides unique insight into the impact of hemodynamic changes on peripheral chemoreceptor function. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.